Research coordinated through Swine Innovation Pork is assisting in the development of antibiotic-free approaches to addressing post-weaning diarrhea. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Research conducted by the University of Guelph, which looked at post-weaning diarrhea associated with E. coli, was discussed last week as part of a webinar hosted by Swine Innovation Pork. Dr. Vahab Farzan, a research scientist and adjunct professor with the University of Guelph, estimates preventing and treating post-weaning diarrhea costs Canadian pork producers $100 million annually, and it's a significant reason for antimicrobial usage in young pigs, increasing concerns over antimicrobial resistance.
The aim of this project is addressing three main questions. What are the types of E. coli that cause post-weaning diarrhea on Canadian farms? Why do we need to answer this question? Because answering this question, having the knowledge, would help to develop more efficient vaccine. The question number two is, how frequent is the genetic susceptibility of pigs to ETEC F4 and F18 on Canadian farms? Answering this question will help to improve the genetics program in order to have more resistant pigs against E. coli. And the question number three is, what is the role of the gut microbiome or bacterial population in the gut in developing post-weaning diarrhea? This question and having knowledge about the microbiome will help to develop probiotics. And then we can find the good bacteria, they can put it in the diet as a probiotic, and then will promote the health in the gut of the pigs, and they will be more resistant to E. coli infection. So all of these questions, as you see, they come in one thing. They don't rely on antimicrobial usage. So any of these methods is going to minimize the use of antimicrobials in swine, which is very important.
To access the webinar, search YouTube for Disease Risk and Antimicrobial Use in Swine webinar. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.